Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know the first car Phyllis and I tried to believe for, back in the 70s, our eye caught a Buick Riviera. We thought, yeah, that's the car for us. So we'd just learned about faith, maybe known about it a year, if that much, maybe not that much. And we said, we're going to agree together and claim belief for a car. So we did. But I heard somebody else do this, so I thought we'd do it. We said, we believe we receive it in 30 days. What are you laughing about? And so we're expecting, and got down to the 28th day, and really, really expecting, because it's got to happen soon, and 29th day, and 30th day. We went to work, and man, every phone call, I'm thinking, that could be it, you know. Checked the mailbox, and after work, we came home. Nothing had happened, but it's still, you know, the 30th day. And so 9 o'clock, nothing. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12:01. Well, it's more than 30 days. Now, our feathers fail. You know what I mean by that? Now, thankfully, by the mercy of God, we didn't blame God. Had enough sense not to do that, thank the Lord, but we just figured, you know, something didn't work, so we just went to bed. And what was it? A couple of years after that, when we wound up at Rhema, I'm hearing some teaching on faith, excellent teaching. But I thought, after a number of months, about that car deal, and I thought, well, Lord, everything I'm hearing, it sounds like we were in faith. So I must still not know what faith is. Please help me with this. Because I thought we were in faith. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. I was down in the floor praying. And I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but He said, you were in faith. In fact, you are doing well for where you were. He said, but if you ask big, you got to be prepared to stand long. Didn't say you'd have to every time, but you got to be prepared to. And he said, you were doing well until 12:01. He said, you let a little mechanism with springs and hands click a few times and decided my word wasn't true anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
See, there's a lot of people that have called themselves believing God, and the truth is, many of them were. They were in faith until they quit. But if you stand strong in faith for 2 years and then quit, you get the same results as if you hadn't believed God at all. You got to stand. And having done all to stand, stand, because if it was true then, it's true now, it'll be true tomorrow. The Word is eternal. It doesn't change. If it was true, it's true now. And if my faith is based on the Word doesn't change. So if my faith's on the Word, it's not going to change. Beware of setting time limits, time frames for things. If the Lord told you it was going to happen, okay, you can believe that. But otherwise, you just believe you receive it now by faith and you expect until. And through faith and patience, perseverance, you'll inherit the promises. So while I'm laying there on the floor, kicking myself, going, dummy, we could have used that car, man. Wouldn't that have been a boost to your faith? We were in faith. Oh. And then the Lord said to me while I'm laying there, He said, it's not too late.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
I sat up, I thought, what? He said, it's not too late. He said, it's incorruptible word. What does that mean? It don't get old. It doesn't age. It doesn't decay. He said, go back and pick it up. He said, you remember how excited y'all were, how you were expecting? And he said, just go back and pick it up. This time, don't quit. So we did. I went home after work that day. I told Phyllis. I said, you remember that? Oh, yeah. And we talked about it. We got excited. So this time we're not quitting. So we didn't think about it every day, but when it did, we'd say, thank you, Lord, for our new car. We weren't just saying Buick this time because, you know, it's been years and we're just open, but a new car. And so months passed, and we might not say it every day, but when we think about it, thank you, Lord, for our car. Thank you, Lord, for our car. We're in faith. We're expecting, but we're giving God more than 30 days. And guess what was it? A couple of years after that or so, 2.5 years or so, Phyllis came in from work one day and she said, Brother so-and-so told me that the Lord put it on his heart to buy us a new car. We knew him well. He could do it. I said, really? Yeah. What kind? Whatever kind we want. When? Now. I said, get your purse. It was wintertime. And we drove around to the different dealerships. Guess where we wound up? Buick dealership. Guess what was sitting on the showroom floor, brand new? New Riviera. We drove it off the showroom floor, crunching in the snow. Paid for. Tag and taxes paid for.
Thank you, Jesus.
But see, if we had stopped back there, you know, 3 or so years before, you could say, I tried that. It didn't work. No, honey. No, no. Look, put up on the screen for Psalm 107. Psalm 107, verse 20. Here's what really happened. Psalm 107, 20. It's talking about Joseph and how that he got that word that his brothers would bow down and his mom and dad and that, you know, his brothers wanted to kill him for it. And then after he got that vision, things went from bad to worse. Right? They sold him as a slave. And he's years that way. And then even God gave him prosperity as a slave. But then Potiphar's wife lied on him. He winds up in the dungeon. Right? But the Bible said, that's not right either. I told you the wrong verse. Please stand by. Thank you. Thank you. Is it 105:19, the word of the Lord tried him? Put it up, please. Psalm 105:19. Thank y'all. I'll take that help. It said about Joseph, until the time that his word came, he tried it. No. The word tried him. When people say, I tried that, it didn't work. No, 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 no. It tried you. And you failed. You quit. It's not a seed problem. It's a ground problem. Not a seed issue. The seed is perfect. The seed is eternal. The seed is incorruptible. Back to Matthew 13, 21. This is New Living Translation. Real quickly, finishing, I think. Why did they have no root? Why did they have no deepness of earth? And why did they give up so quick? New Living says in verse 21, since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The complete English says they don't last very long. As soon as life gets hard or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. The message says when the emotions wear off and some difficulty arrives, there's nothing to show for it. The scripture said that by and by they were offended because of persecution and affliction because of the word. Will you be persecuted for receiving the word? Yes, you will. Because of tribulation and persecution on account of the word. I don't think this has been taught enough. When you lay hold of God's word, when you embrace it and believe it and get excited about it and are receiving it, a lot of people are not going to be happy about that. You're going to be going upstream now compared to the negative death flow of the world. Part of what's so troubling about it is a lot of it will come from your own family. Or your friends that you had that didn't get into the word with you. And so if you're easily discouraged, you're going to be stony ground. If you're easily offended, you're going to be stony ground. Because the enemy hates this word seed because he's afraid of what it can do. He can work on getting a yoke and a bondage in somebody's life that he developed on their great-grandpa and taught them to embrace it and taught the next one to embrace it. It can be something, some bondage and stuff that's been ingrained in people for generations, and the anointing can shatter it in milliseconds. Set you free from something nobody could set you free from. And just mess up decades of the devil's work. Are you all for that?
Oh, yeah.
And this word is what does it. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them, the scripture said. So that's why, otherwise the devil wouldn't care. If you heard some preaching and teaching, he wouldn't care if it didn't matter and didn't affect him. Why? When an anointed word starts coming out, why does the devil assign teams to hurry and go try to get it and steal it? Why? And if he's not able to catch it before it gets in somebody, why then does he assign evil spirits to work so that there's persecution and there's affliction and to get you to what? To turn loose and to quit and give up. Why? Because if you won't give up, it's incorruptible.
Yes.
It will produce a miracle harvest. It will.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.